I was just introduced to your work a couple of weeks ago. And so I've been listening to the five CDs, the introductory set. And there's one thing on one of the CDs that really had me stop for a moment. And that was when you spoke about disappointment. And you said, when you feel disappointment, it's your inner guidance telling you you didn't want it in the first place. And I want to clarify that. I wasn't sure I understood what you were saying on the tape, and I'd like clarification on disappointment.
Well, a feeling of disappointment is an indicator that what you're thinking right now is not a vibrational match to the desire that you hold. When you have a desire for something and you believe that you cannot achieve it, that's what that feeling of disappointment is. All negative emotion, no matter what you call it, in every single case, is you activating a thought within you right here and now that doesn't match with your own desire. And that feeling of disappointment is just a pattern of thought that is so constant. It's really what you believe, and it is in opposition to something that you believe that you want right now.
So when you're wanting something, and you believe that that's what you're wanting, and then it doesn't occur, and then the disappointment arises. That's where I'm having trouble connecting these two. Let's say I want something, or I've met somebody and I want something to happen and then it doesn't happen and then I get disappointed, or I want a project to happen and it doesn't happen and I get disappointed.
What we always say about a feeling of disappointment is that in every case it is taking score too soon. In other words, there is never any reason for you to ever be disappointed about anything, because everything that you want is flowing to you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a soft way around that is, if there is something that I want that isn't unfolding in the way that I think it is, sometimes a way of softening that and taking a path of lesser resistance is by saying, well, maybe there's something that I want that I cannot see. Maybe the universe is satisfying in me in some way that I cannot see. But the long and the short of it is, well-being is flowing to me whether I can see it or not, and I'm just taking score too soon. That's the way we would deal with disappointment. Disappointment, let's isolate it just a little further here. So I have defined through my life experience something that I want, and I believe I really want it. And we say to you, anything that you believe you want, you should be able to achieve. Source is not saying, oh, she thinks she wants it, but she really doesn't want it, so we won't give her what she thinks she wants, we will give her what she really wants. Source energy is giving you what you want, and you can tell whether you want something or not. And very often, the things that you feel the strongest disappointment about are the things that you really, 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 really want the most. But what's happening is you've practiced a vantage point that is so opposite. In other words, it's like saying, I want to be over there, but I'm over here. And we say, well, talk to us about what's over there. And you say, well, I'd like to talk about what's over there, but let me tell you how awful it is over here. And that's what is at the basis of most disappointment. It's amplifying mostly what is, while you're leaving what you really want untended. So the reason that you feel disappointed is because you're not letting yourself vibrate in harmony with your own desire. That's what disappointment is. You're not allowing yourself to be, at least right now, a match to what you say you want. And almost without exception, the reason that you are doing that is because you are trying to justify having it by explaining how hard it is without it. It's really an interesting cycle, you see.
Yeah.
So we would like to just sort of shake all of you and say, there's no reason to ever be disappointed because everything that you want is coming. And you say, okay, so when's it going to get here? And we say, well, now there you're doing that. You're doing that impatient thing where you're noticing that it isn't here. Let's talk about how wonderful it will be when it gets here. And you say, well, I'm afraid to talk about how wonderful it will be when it gets here because I'm afraid that I will just feel more disappointed that it isn't here. And we say, well, where does that leave you? In other words, I'm afraid to think about it because all it will do is remind me that I don't have it. And we say, you have to find a way of thinking about what you want and feel good at the same time that you're thinking about it in order for the disappointment to go away. Disappointment, fear, anger, it doesn't matter what you call the negative emotion, is your guidance system saying to you, this thing you say you want is not active in your vibration right now, and law of attraction cannot yield it to you unless you do something about changing your vibration. Fear says, the thing that you want cannot come to you right now because you're holding a vibration that is different from what you are wanting. So what you want cannot come right now while you're holding this vibration. It's a lovely thing to have this meter within you that lets you know in every moment. And that's why we say sometimes people get so busy about trying to isolate what's wrong. And we say, it's so much easier just to think about the things that are right. We tease our physical friends and we say, you've launched all of these desires. Source energy has heard them. Universal forces in conjunction with law of attraction have lined up circumstances and events to accommodate you. We promise you, you will not be disappointed. But for now, you got to chill out. So why not stop thinking about it and just pet your cat? And as you pet your cat, if it's pleasing to you, then you'll be in the place of allowing. Or as you appreciate, if it's pleasing to you, and appreciation always is, you're in the place of allowing. Or when you get on a rampage of appreciation, or when you remember something that is pleasant, or when you go to a movie that is pleasing you, or when you call a friend that is positive, or when you bask and put your feet in the cool water. In other words, anything that you can do that makes you feel good right now is the state of allowing all of the things that you've been asking for. Sometimes what happens is you get mixed up because in this process of creation, there are three steps. The first step is you have to ask. The second step is you have to be answered. And the third step is you have to let what you're asking for and what has been answered in. So the asking happens naturally. You're asking all over the place. The answering happens naturally. The answering is happening all over the place. But where people get off kilter is that they hold themselves not in vibrational harmony with what they want because they're so busy talking about what is in order to justify what they want. And that's where disappointment comes in. I want this thing I do not have. I'm so disappointed I do not have it. Well, don't talk about not having, talk about having it. Oh, yeah, it would be so nice to have it, but that reminds me that I don't have it. Oh, now I'm disappointed again. And we say, well, you can't be disappointed and have it because that feeling of disappointment doesn't let it in. So you got to find a way of not being disappointed about not having it. And you say, well, then give it to me and I won't be disappointed. And we say, it can't be given to you. It is being given to you. You've got to let it in. You got to get over being disappointed. Well, how do I feel not disappointed about something that doesn't happen? By feeling hopeful, by feeling anticipation, by realizing there were a lot of things that you didn't have that now you have, by realizing that the asking has to come before the answering and that everything's right on schedule. There's not a reason in the world to be disappointed. You know what we think causes it? Physical friends feel wrong about being incomplete. It's like you have this picture of who you should be, and until you achieve it, you're disappointed. And we want you to begin to realize that we are all eternal beings, which means we are always incomplete. You just got to get over being disappointed about being incomplete because it's an eternal situation, you see. So then you start saying things like, I'm not disappointed that I'm not complete. I'm actually happy because that means I'm eternal. I'm happy that there are more things to want. I'm happy that my life is continuing to unfold. I'm happy that I'm expanding. I'm happy that the idea is growing. We love watching you. You'll have something that you desire, and you get lined up with it, and it comes, and you go yippee for about a minute. And then you've got this new vantage point with all these other options. And then you want something more, and then it comes and they say, yippee, for about a minute. But if you've got this habit of having long spans of disappointment, then your yippees get fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer, you see. But when you start saying, I'm always expanding, and it's not about getting it done, it's about the journey. We think you've asked a very powerful question here because that feeling of disappointment is really what is at the heart of holding you apart from the resources that are you that keeps you from really enjoying the fullness of life that is you. Never be disappointed that something isn't complete. Always acknowledge that it's in the process of becoming because we are all always in the process of becoming. We're not ever going to be done. We're always incomplete. And we don't feel the least bit disappointed ever. Instead, we feel anticipation, eager, patient anticipation. Yes. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Right here.